to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, and this is the 234th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 o'clock Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel. This is part three of a three-part series on the Mendocino Coast, one of the most scenic places not only in California, but in North America. And our special guest tonight is Callie Dim, owner-innkeeper of the Little River Inn, a great place. I've stayed there before, and I loved it. Welcome, Callie, to Travel Itch Radio.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I'm happy to be here.
Little River Inn has been around for a long time. When did it open, and how long have you owned it?
Oh, my goodness. My great-great-grandfather built the main house as our family home in 1857, and the first two generations were in lumber, logging, which was fairly dangerous back then. Then my grandfather married into the family, and he and my grandmother turned it into an inn in 1939. We have all just stayed here on the scene taking care of guests.
And you not only have ocean vistas, Callie, but a scenic golf course right on your property, and it's Audubon certified. What does that mean?
It means that it is a very safe place for wildlife. We use reclaimed water. We leave habitat corridors for protection against prey, so a lot of bushes and trees. And we also use natural weed and pest control instead of using, you know, chemical fertilizers and weed pests, you know, bad things. It's all happy things.
Okay, and I've got to find out what your abalone camp is all about.
Abalone camp. So back when my grandfather started the restaurant, which was also 1939, he used to go out and get abalone from the ocean, and he served it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for decades. It was not exactly legal back then, but it was less frowned upon than it is now. And I grew up eating abalone and watching both my grandfather and my dad clean hundreds of them at a time and pound them for the restaurant. And times have very much changed now, and the abalone are they're a protected species. You can still go get them. You can only get three at a time and 18 a year. And there's also the safety factor of going into the Pacific Ocean, which can be very wild. So I've kind of taken it upon myself to bring people in, teach them how to dive for abalone, both responsibly and safely. We have certified guys that do that. And then you get handed over to me and my husband, the chef, and I teach you how to clean them. They're a little tricky to clean. And Mark teach you how to cook them, and then we all have dinner together.
And well, for people that don't know, I always thought it was like Hebrew National abalone. That's not it at all. This is seafood, right?
It is seafood, yes.
It's not something you find in a deli. This is seafood. So describe what it is. Is it a fish? Is there a fish called an abalone?
It's funny. Technically, it is a sea snail, but don't let that turn you off. It's
okay.
I guess the best way to describe it would be maybe the richness of a scallop with a little more bite maybe of a calamari. Quite hit it. It's a very luxurious, rich, decadent experience.
Okay. And what other special events, or I should say what special events, does Little River Inn have or host?
Coming up in May, we have the Pinot Noir Celebration, which is many of the Anderson Valley Pinot wineries coming to Little River Inn, and Mark does a big spread, and there's about 400 people that come and enjoy all those wines and all of the food. Every thing, of course, has to do with food because I just can't help myself. In November, we host our annual mushroom and beer dinner with Russian River Brewery. It's kind of a cult local brewery around here, and with wild mushrooms that are collected on the coast here. In February, we do a whiskey cabaret with a local distillery, and we have local talent and of course, more food.
That sounds really good. And what about amenities? Why should visitors choose Little River Inn when there are so many gorgeous properties along the Mendocino Coast? I loved your website, by the way. Your location is so photogenic.
Yeah, it is beautiful here. I mean, the view is really the main reason that most people come. Little River Inn is the only destination resort on the Mendocino Coast. We have golf, spa, of course, restaurant and bar. And I would dare say that a lot of people keep coming back because of our staff. We have people that have been with us for years. And when our guests return, they want to see those same people. They're kind of, you know, they'll become friends and family.
What packages do you offer at Little River Inn?
Coming up this summer, we're offering for the first time a multi-generation package. So we will teach you how to make marshmallows, going to head to the 4th of July parade, you can roast your own marshmallows later on the beach, and the next day send you off on the skunk train for a ride through the windows, through the redwoods. So that's fun that we're doing.
And by
the
way,
first time.
We have to tell people that it's not the skunk animal that you smell, it's the train.
It's the train, that's right. Although it is pretty stinky. They named it the skunk train for a reason, I think.
Right, but when people hear the skunk train, they think, well, does it pass by skunk habitat or something? You know, that's not it.
That's not it. It is a beautiful ride, though, and they tell you about the history of all the homesteads that you're passing and the logging camps and stuff. It's a neat experience. Also in the summertime, we do a SeaCac lunch special. So, our friend Craig takes you out on sea kayaks and takes you to a cove where you can only get to by boat. And he puts on a little bow tie over his wetsuit and serves you the picnic lunch that we provide.
Now, that sounds good. Really good. By the way, marshmallows on the beach that you referred to, s'mores, yes?
There definitely have to be chocolate involved, yes.
All right. Woman after my own heart. I love it. I love it. Okay. And are you open all year, Callie? And when is the best time to come?
We are open all year. It is so hard to choose the best time. People mostly would say the best weather is in September and October. The winter, to me, is my favorite time. It can either be a super dramatic storm, which is just fun to watch from inside your room or from the bar, or it's 55 degrees, you know, kind of T-shirt weather, and you get the beaches to yourself. Winter is my favorite time, but the popular answer would be the autumn.
And fall foliage, too, out there?
No, just a lot of redwoods, evergreens.
Oh, okay. Okay, makes sense. And are most of your visitors Californians who take a three-hour drive north from San Francisco or not?
Traditionally, yes. As world travelers and national travelers have kind of been there, done that with Sonoma and Napa, and they're starting to look for something different. People are venturing further up the coast from San Francisco on, you know, coming from other places.
Oh, good to hear. If out-of-towners want to come, would they fly into San Francisco or Oakland and drive up? Is that the best way to get to you?
That is the best way to get to us. From San Francisco, you would have a choice of driving all the way up the coast, which takes about 6 hours. It's beautiful, but it is 6 hours. Or you can come up through the wine country, and that'll take about 3 hours.
Okay. And by the way, listeners, I've flown into both airports in Bay Area, and I've got to tell you, San Francisco Airport is often fogged in when Oakland Airport is not. So if you have a choice of the two, I recommend flying it to Oakland Airport. Do you agree with that, Callie?
I do, and it's a smaller, more user-friendly airport for sure.
Okay. And how far ahead should people book for Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day weekend, and also especially for Christmas, New Year's week?
Yeah, for those big holidays, we recommend at least 6 weeks ahead of time. We do have a tradition that we call the same time next year guest. So if you stay in a room on Christmas and check out the next day, you get first dibs on the room that you stayed in. So many of our rooms are booked a year in advance for those bigger holidays.
Oh, that's terrific. And do you get multi-generational guests, like people that come back 20 years later with new people in their families?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely get that. And, we get to kind of grow, watch everybody grow up. And some of them were conceived at Little River Inn. I have to admit that.
That's a great line. And how many guest rooms do you have, Callie, and what are they like?
We have 65 guest rooms. They all have ocean views. Many of them have fireplaces, jacuzzi tubs, wet bars, and then 10 of them also have private hot tubs.
Well, what is a private hot tub different than a jacuzzi that you mentioned earlier?
The jacuzzi's indoors. And the hot tubs and some of the jacuzzis also have ocean views from your bathroom. All the hot tubs are out on your deck with views of the ocean.
And Little River Inn has a reputation as a quiet, secluded place. If a listener wanted to surprise his or her sweetie with a romantic getaway, what would you suggest?
Definitely one of the hot tub rooms, for sure. They're on the west side of the highway, practically on the edge of the earth. You can do a romance package with sparkling wine and chocolate-covered strawberries. And my favorite thing when I travel is breakfast in bed, room service.
That sounds pretty good. Since you mentioned chocolate-covered strawberries, is Valentine's Day a big deal for you?
It is. It definitely is. Very busy on Valentine's Day. Have a lot of anniversaries, or you know, we have to hide the ring and the cake or the dessert. You know, we get a lot of that. It's really fun.
And I'm sure you have a lot of weddings there too, right?
We do have a lot of weddings. People get married and they just keep coming back and back for their anniversaries and bring their kids. And it's a beautiful place to be married.
Okay. Are families welcome too? And if so, is there a minimum age so that guests can commune with nature?
There is no minimum or maximum age for kids. Children are allowed on our main property. They're very much discouraged on those hot tub rooms just to keep that romantic and use what they're meant to be used. But on property, children are definitely welcome. There's tons to do. And, we like kids.
Okay, how about pets?
We like pets, too. About a third of our rooms are pet-friendly. We ourselves, everyone in my family has large dogs. We have 3 Bernese Mountain dogs, and we travel with them. So we don't have any size limits for our rooms. We just ask that everybody be well-behaved, especially the humans. And this time of year, we offer a river dog package. So you can rent a pet-friendly canoe and paddle with your dog upriver. Is really fun.
Oh, that's terrific. That's terrific. You can teach your dog to dog paddle, right?
Exactly.
And I'm sure that I know the answer to this one. You're smoke-free, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yes. State law.
Good. Good. That's great. Okay, I want to tell our listeners, you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. And our guest tonight is Callie Dimm, owner-innkeeper of the Little River Inn, a gorgeous bed and breakfast on the banks of the Pacific in Mendocino County, California. Tell us a little about your location, Callie, not only the proximity to Mendocino, but being right on the Pacific Ocean.
We are right on the Pacific Ocean. We have a private trail down to Van Dam State Beach and Park. So just without getting in your car, you can walk down to the beach and go beachcombing, walk to the park and go up into the hiking trails and Fern Canyon. Mendocino, the town itself, is very quaint, very cute, lots of shopping and eating there. And then about 20, 30 minutes away is Anderson Valley, where some of the world's best Pinot Noir is made and best sparkling wine, in my opinion, of course. And really small wineries, really what the Napa experience would have been 30, 40 years ago. Very special.
And for any listeners who like the show Murder, She Wrote with Angela Lansbury, isn't that town of Mendocino Crabapple Cove?
That is. Absolutely. A little trick of Hollywood.
Okay. And is anything new planned for Little River Inn this year or in the near future?
We always have projects, both jointly as a family and our own little special pet projects. My husband, Chef Mark, is converting the big barbecue grill into a whole hog barbecue station. And he wants to do a little leisure fire pit next to that so you can hang out and smell the hog being cooked. My little one is very into the little free lending library, so he's building a little library to go outside of the inn. And me, for this summer, my project, when my grandfather, quote-unquote, retired, he fenced in about half an acre of land and started providing vegetables to the restaurant. So I have my eye on that this summer to refurbish that garden.
Okay, I'd like to know more about the lending library. What was that about?
There's a big fad right now. They're called little free libraries. You use your creative building talents to... They kind of can go anywhere from a little birdhouse-looking thing to a larger piece of art. And you put them at the end of your driveway or your business, or some people put them on a path in the woods and stock them with books, and other people just are free to add to it or take away. And it's just a really neat little trend that's going on right now.
Okay, and let's hear more about the culinary offerings. I know that Mark has a lot of ideas. Are some of the ideas your ideas?
A lot of them are my ideas. I'm the vegetable person in the family. I like to pickle just about anything.
Okay.
This last season, I pickled nasturtium buds, which were officially called California capers. So we were serving that with locally smoked sturgeon. Mark's favorite toy right now is sous vide. I don't know if you know, it's a cooking method. It's very low, slow temperatures that just makes meat and vegetables, too, just so succulent and divine and silky.
It sounds great. Is there a Little River Inn recipe book?
Funny you should say that. There is currently not one, but there is definitely one in our future.
Oh,
not
good.
This year. I'll let
scoop.
You know.
And do you grow your own vegetables and fruits?
I do for my home. I don't produce enough for the restaurant. That's why I have my eye on my grandfather's old garden there. So I hope
okay.
to.
And is it three meals a day at your restaurant?
Breakfast and dinner. 365 days a year.
Wow. That's a tough order. Okay. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you would like to add?
I think we've covered everything, Dan. Thank you.
Okay. Well, before you go, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests. So please tell us where you were born and raised and educated, how you got into the world of travel hospitality, and how and when you came to the Little River Inn.
It's all the same answer. I was born and raised in Mendocino at the Little River Inn. I kind of grew up in the bar, which sounds weird, but the bar used to be the office. And I think the
okay.
informal relationship was actually the bartender was my babysitter. So I grew up polishing glasses and waiting on people. And just I absolutely love the restaurant business, and it happens to be attached to an inn. So that just all combines to be the perfect world for me.
Oh, that's terrific. And you stay in such a beautiful place that you probably never want to leave. But if you do leave, where do you go on vacation?
Well, I've lived all over the world. I lived in Barcelona, New York City, New Orleans. And it's pretty tough to leave here once you get settled in. It's so beautiful. And with a six-year-old, my perfect vacation right now is either camping or Legoland. But we do have our eyes on Asia for the food experience, of course.
Okay, so you have one child, one six-year-old?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Growing up in a beautiful place, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen, and I've been writing and broadcasting about travel since 1969, so it goes back many, many years. And how do Travel Itch Radio listeners learn more about Little River Inn?
The best way to do that is to go to our website at littleriverinn.com, and I also have a sister website called Meet Mendocino that will offer a curated list of places to go and things to do and little itineraries.
So that's meetmendocino.com.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. My guest tonight has been Callie Dim, owner and innkeeper of the Little River Inn in Mendocino, California. Thank you so much for joining Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you. It's been fun to be here.
Okay. And let me tell our listeners before we go, it's never too early to start thinking about graduations, bar mitzvahs, Mother's Day, and Father's Day. And there's no better gift than a book autographed by the author. My latest book is The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. It's a 424-page, offbeat, illustrated history of America's national pastime, current through the 2016 World Series. Get it at major booksellers or at Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when we'll talk with the editor of CheapFlights.com. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.